Because that leads me to, I thought, the second most striking set of results after the ACE study is the evidence about after people have their trauma acknowledged by a medical doctor and then they're much less likely to come back and all the, of course, the evidence that you uncovered there. That struck me as incredibly significant. Why do you think it is that they're less likely to... Obviously, you posit different theories, but what's your best sense of why that...
No, it's an important question. I mean, the question could be rephrased as, what is it that determines doctor visits? The conventional answer would be, because they're sick. A more perceptive answer was supplied by a very interesting Hungarian psychoanalyst named Michael Ballett, who fled Hungary in the late 30s ahead of the Nazi advance, spent the rest of his life working in London with a group of obscure general practitioners in a London slum, became a very famous man, wrote a memorably important book called The Doctor, His Patient, and the Illness, basically about the psychodynamics of everyday office practice. The International Balance Society exists now. They have a so-called I forget the exact phrase that's used, but it's a weekend at Oxford every September that I went to in 1980, and it was without question, you know, the most memorable medical meeting I had ever been to in my life. And Ballant made the observation, patients see doctors because of anxiety, doctors see patients because of disease, and therein lies the problem between the two.
So having your childhood trauma acknowledged eases, in a way that's not judgmental or shaming, eases your anxiety. Is that the best interpretation of it?
That's getting close. I saw that ultimately we had created a lay version of confession in the Catholic Church. Mm. And I'm not saying this as a religious person, because I'm not, but confession has been in use for 1,800 years, you know, suggesting, well, maybe it meets some basic human need to have lasted that long. And in that very brief process, one person tells somebody else who's important to them, the priest in that instance, and ours, a doctor or a nurse practitioner, something deeply shameful about themselves, typically for the first time in their life, and comes out of that with the realization that I still seem to be accepted by this person. Mm. So I believe that what we're doing is very efficiently providing a massive reduction in humiliation and in poor self-concept, etc. Now, is that all that needs to be done? No. But it's a hell of a big step forward, and it's done in a couple of minutes, actually. And the economic consequences of it are enormous. And in spite of that, it has gone nowhere. Mm. Okay, now, at least nowhere in terms of the medical profession. I was invited about 2 months ago to Alaska to meet with the governor as well as a group of legislators there.
I assume he's more impressive than Sarah Palin in that position. Yeah.